This is Cautiously Optimistic, social media for better communication and a better life. I'm Charles Prim. Social media is rapidly changing how we communicate. One area of communication, however, that has been slow to adjust to the social media revolution is education. High-speed video conference calls have all but erased the need for face-to-face communication. But each day, classrooms across the country and around the world are filled with children and adults busily engaged in learning. To look at how social media is changing instruction at the university level, I spoke with Lisa Fall, an associate professor of public relations at the University of Tennessee. Fall says that over the last few years, she has integrated more social media tools into her lectures and in managing her classroom.
We now have this thing called YouTube. Lots of resources, whether it's a viral marketing clip that we want to talk about, ways that the naysayers got onto Susan Komen last week for shutting down Planned Parenthood's funding. So you can actually visually now see a lot of what we talk about in public relations having it demonstrated on YouTube. So that's a wonderful teaching tool. Another teaching tool that's kind of ad hoc for me, I know some professors actually put together Facebook pages for each of their classes each semester. I do a lot of that with my Blackboard class, but a lot of the students friend me on Facebook, so that allows them to see what I've been up to and what they're up to in their daily lives.
Fall says she tries to be strategic in her choice of which social media tools to use.
I don't tweet, I don't blog, I don't Foursquare. However, I strongly encourage the students not only to learn it, but also to use it.
In addition to in-person, face-to-face instruction, Fall teaches classes online. She says online education brings a lot of opportunity for social media.
The nice thing about the online environment now with social media is we can conduct chat sessions where everybody logs into a central link, so to speak, and we can all talk freely to each other. So you're basically talking about a virtual online audio PowerPoint presentation.
Fall says whether she's teaching an in-person class or an online class, there's one social media technology she prefers above all.
Skype is a wonderful social media tool that educators love, love, love. Whether I'm teaching online or face-to-face, we can bring people to the classroom without them ever leaving their office.
UT Associate Professor of Public Relations, Lisa Fall. A growing number of university professors are recording their lectures as audio podcasts and uploading them to their campus Blackboard site or to sites such as iTunes, sometimes edited to accompany a PowerPoint presentation. The brick-and-mortar classroom may not go away anytime soon, but social media will continue to make its mark in education. For Cautiously Optimistic, I'm Charles Prim.